Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Keith Cressine joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay basketball team. Coach, Northern Plains League Tournament, since we talked last, had a flurry of activity Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You had to play, opened with a win in the quarters over Chase, and then in the semifinals, struggled offensively, lost 48-28 to Thunder Ridge. I think most people figured whoever won that game was probably going to have an inside track to the league title. And then on Thursday, you bounced back with a 50-38 win over Sylvan Lucas. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the girls played last week?
Well, I tell you, Dusty, coming out and, you know, having hardware in the tournament, that was a plus. Anytime you can go into the tournament and go 2-1 and end up with hardware, that's good. But the fashion that we did it, you know, I wasn't really overall pleased with it. We started out with Chase, like you said, and I didn't think we kind of played down a little bit, but, you know, we weathered through it, and I think practice preparation kind of led up to, I think, our poor play overall in the tournament. But we got that win. We regrouped. We knew playing Thunder Ridge was going to be an extremely tough game, but we went out and we turned the ball over way too many times, and they scored easy points in transition, and we just couldn't get into a half-court set to save our soul. Turnovers, I mean, it was pretty well evenly balanced as far as turnovers and our decision-making. Just wasn't good. So needless to say, they beat us. But, you know, we did do some good things in the game. But we just got to D up a lot better than what we have overall as a team and take care of the ball. That led us into the consolation against Sylvan Lucas, which we knew was a good team by the way that they came back against Osborne in that tournament. And they tried to make a run at us. So we came out. I thought we played well as far as the first half overall. Probably one of our better outings the first half. But then the second half, we just kind of showed up, went through the motions. And, you know, Sylvan, they just wouldn't go away. They wouldn't go away. But we end up with that win. So, you know, 2-1, taking third place. Again, we're happy with the tournament.
Game on Tuesday was postponed. You were supposed to play at Bennington there, so you move on with Tescott coming up on Friday, Thunder Ridge next Tuesday. What's the focus right now as you get ready for those games?
Well, again, we just got to get better, especially defensively and our decision-making. Guys, we got smart players and we know what to do, but for whatever reason, we're just kind of going through a slump here as far as making our decisions. So we'll have to be ready to go at Tescott. They're kind of struggling, but still, you got to show up and play them games and make good decisions and make yourselves better, because then we'll match up with Thunder Ridge again next week and we'll have to be ready and hitting on all cylinders. And our decision making, if we want to be in the ball game, we'll have to be there throughout the whole ball game, Dusty.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck this weekend at Tescott and then at Thunder Ridge next week.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, coming off the league tournament last week, pretty workmanlike effort the first couple games with wins over Rock Hills and Southern Cloud, and then you get out to a lead against Osborne, but you knew they were going to make some kind of run during the game, and they started the second half pretty good on you. Tied it up at 42, but they went 10-0 to end the game and win the championship, a 52-42 win there on Thursday in Lincoln. So just overall, how do you feel about the tournament as a whole and the way the boys played last week?
Overall, I was, you know, really happy. I thought, you know, we got better each game. And, you know, we came out against Rock Hills knowing the first time we played them that they were going to, you know, be much improved, and they were definitely a better basketball team than what the score indicated the first time we played them. They made some adjustments and made us really have to work in that first round for us. And, you know, we was able to make the right plays and adjust throughout the game and then pull away towards the end, get a win. Southern Cloud came out, kind of held the ball on us first quarter, got ahead of us, and then we had a great second quarter, you know, scored 26-0 there in the second. And then after that, it was just, you know, try to stay focused and not play a bad second half and kind of try to save some energy going into the Osborne game. You know, we had terrible starts against Osborne. That was one thing we talked about. We changed the way we kind of came out in that game, really focused on transition baskets, and had a bunch of things wrote on the board and went in at halftime, was able to check off just about every one of them except for the rebounding. And that's cost us all three times we played them. They just flat out get after it on the offensive boards, and I feel like we play really good defense, and then, you know, they put up a shot, they miss it, and then we got to turn around and try to play really good defense against a really good team, a good offensive team. But I thought the key for them, X factor, was Grady Walters coming off the bench and just shooting lights out. He hadn't really played much against us. I got to give Jamie a lot of credit for making that decision. The 42-42 tie, watched the film a little bit, seen what happened. It was a nice pick up top. Kel kind of got taken out. Brandon came up to help, then left Grady open in the corner. And during the game, I kind of, you know, got after him because Grady was hot, but he got Steele coming off, and he had to make a decision. Unfortunately, he was there for help on Steele, which was probably the right decision, but left Grady open in the corner for a huge shot, and that put him up three. But, you know, we have to find a way to keep Brady Pollin on the floor. Offensively, we struggled in the last couple minutes not having him. You know, we broke down the film and seen we had a great opportunity, got a mismatch with Dalton on Darian inside and had Brandon out with Jordan Weary, and that's the situation, Dusty. We have to score. You know, we have to execute and take advantage of it. And I just felt like we missed a few opportunities, and we've talked about all year, you can't miss opportunities, but the key for us is going to be boxing out and rebounding, especially when we run into athletic teams when we get into, you know, regionals and hopefully sub-state and the playoffs and things like that. If we can't rebound or box out, we're just not going to out-jump the more athletic teams. So that's something we really focused on Monday at practice and was really looking forward to Tuesday to see if we had fixed it, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
So Bennington postponed. Just some quick thoughts on Tescott. They're struggling here this year.
Yeah, Tescott's just, you know, they're really struggling, low on numbers and stuff like that. So it's going to be we're going to need to really come out focused, you know, not getting to play that game on Tuesday and, you know, trying to get in practices. And, you know, we had bad weather Friday, so we didn't really get a full practice then. On Monday we kind of did, didn't get the game Tuesday. So we've really got to focus on the two practices leading up to it. But, you know, I told people when we went back to the regional format we were going to run into this because we had no off days, no makeup days. I said it's going to snow this year and we're going to get all kinds of games postponed and canceled. And we haven't even made it to February yet. So hopefully the weather will be nice and we can just get the game in, make the trip over there and come out focused and just get another win. That's going to be our goal.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us and best of luck on Friday at Tescott.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tech.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Next Tech powers the technology that makes these moments happen And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV now or internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes. Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach had a flurry of games last week. We weren't able to get our locker room chats in because we're also busy. Four games as you opened out with a win over Wilson in the play-in game of the tournament, and lost to Sylvan Lucas in your second game, but then picked up two straight wins over Southern Cloud and Lincoln to finish the tournament in fifth place. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the girls played and being able to go 3-1 and coming up with that fifth place finish?
Well, you know, we went into that tournament kind of on a downside. We hadn't been playing real well, and, you know, we come out and played against Wilson. I thought we played well and played as a team and moved the ball well, you know, and had a big night out of Megan the Rock on that night. You know, we come out with the win there, and then we come out Tuesday night and played Sylvan, and we just kind of like we was off, you know, off of a couple of paces, I guess, because we, you know, we got a lot of turnovers, but we turned around and turned the ball back over to them. So, you know, we had a lot of good steals, but we just couldn't capitalize on it. You know, in games like that, you know, that hurts you because, you know, we take the ball away 14 times and we try to get it back to them 10, you know. And so that game, you know, we didn't play the best, but, you know, I told the girls, I said, hey, you know, let's go get fifth place and we got to play a good Southern Cloud team. And you know, we come out and played well that game and moved the ball, had good ball, you know, spacing on the floor. And you know, for most part, we played a pretty solid game, you know, and thinking things are going good. And so then we turn around on Thursday and play Lincoln. And, you know, Lincoln, you know, they've had a pretty decent season. And, you know, we come out and probably played better yet that night. I got a lot of kids in the game and scored quite a few points. Anna Bergman had a good night that night, six three-pointers, you know, and that helps when we're scoring. But, again, it all leads to ball spacing and good ball movement. And I've been, you know, trying to tell these girls all year that, you know, we run our offense and get good spacing and move the ball fast, we'll get good shots. And that's what happened.
So you move on now to take on Osborne. Lincoln game on Tuesday was postponed due to the weather. The second time you'll play Osborne, they got you by 12 the first time. Just some quick thoughts about what you might want to do to improve your performance this time against the Bulldogs on Friday.
Well, you know, Osborne's playing pretty well this year. You know, they got second in the league tournament, and we kind of had quite a few turnovers the first time we played them. We didn't take care of the ball about the second half of the second quarter, and same way in the fourth quarter. You know, things were going good, and then we got careless with the ball, and we got to take care of the ball better, and you know, and play sound defense because they moved the ball well, and. You know, we have to keep them off the free throw line because they do shoot free throws well. And, you know, if we play like we can play and you know, space the floor out and move the ball well and take our time and, you know, get good shots, I guess, quality shots. And, you know, we got to make them shots because they got some rebounders that rebound well and they're quick. And so we got to be ready to go, and hopefully we come out ready to play on Friday and hopefully come out with a win.
Travis Eberle, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and best of luck on Friday night at home against the Bulldogs.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Drew Dusky joining us now, the boys basketball coach at Lakeside High School. Coach, flurry of activity last week. You had four games in 4 days, so we didn't even have time to do the Locker Room Chats last week. But you go 2-2, started out real well in the tournament with wins over Tescott and Wilson. But then I know, just talking with you off air, at times the offensive consistency is an issue for you a little bit at times. And then you fall to Osborne, who a very good team, but then lost the third place game by 10 to Southern Cloud, 44-34. Just if you can wrap up the MPL tournament and how you feel the kids played last week in Lincoln.
Like you said, it started off good for us, for sure. I thought we played really good against Tescott. You know, I thought our defense played well, and, you know, we held them to 5 points going into to the fourth quarter. And then coming into the game against Wilson, I knew that, you know, we were pretty similar teams, and it was going to be tough. You know, we grinded it out, and I thought we stepped up and made some big plays in the second half, and especially the fourth quarter, whether it be free throws or just getting buckets when we needed them to be able to knock Wilson off. And then, you know, anytime you play Osborne, it's tough. You have one bad quarter, and they're going to take advantage. And that's usually how it's been the last few times we played Osborne. You know, usually the first quarter, maybe even the first half is close, but, you know, third quarter, I think maybe we score 4 points and they score 18 or something like that. So, you know, they make it just really hard for you to be consistent, whether it's offensive or defensive schemes that you're trying to do against them. And then, you know, going against Southern Cloud, I knew Southern Cloud was going to be a good basketball team, and they were probably a better team than their record showed. And they kind of came out and played a defense we weren't really prepared for, and it took us a while to adjust. You know, it just came down to what you said before. And what I've been preaching about all year is offensive consistency. We just, you know, we would get stops and we'd come down the offensive end and we'd either turn the ball over or we wouldn't be able to make shots. And that's kind of what the ball game came down to.
Coming up on Friday is your next game. You're postponed Tuesday against Lincoln. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get that in, but Osborne again coming up Friday. What do you need to do this third time around against the Bulldogs to have success?
We just need to be consistent. You know, we can't have one bad quarter. We have to play four good quarters. And that doesn't mean we have to be, you know, out there scoring 20, 25 points a quarter. But, you know, even going into the last few games last year, you know, we had a two-point quarter or a three-point quarter or a four-point quarter. We've got to have more production out of our offense. And if we get a turnover and are able to take advantage of them not scoring, we got to go back and score on the other end. And that's just what I'm looking for. Like I said, anytime you play Osborne, it's tough. And you've got to play well. You have to play four good quarters to be able to compete and be in the game at the end. And that's what I'm looking for on Friday.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck against the Bulldogs on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
And fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage at 5:50 for the girls. Tip off at 6 and the boys game to follow Friday night.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, three games since we talked last there at the Northern Plains League tournament. Unfortunately, you went 0-3 in those contests. Tough loss to Osborne to open out that first round or the play-in game there, 56-18. And then you had consolation losses to albeit small but pretty good Wilson team, and then he played Pike Valley there last Thursday as well. Just overall in these three games, what are some of the things that you saw from the group and in the NPL tournament last week?
Yeah, like you said, Osborne is a pretty equipped team there. They're fast-paced and pretty active, and we were just kind of slow getting started, and kind of the same with Wilson. With only five girls, they're still pretty good. But I thought as we went along that week there, we, as a group, improved. Only lost to Pike Valley by 10, and we had ample opportunities to have a lead and keep a lead on them, and just couldn't get the ball to go in the basket. We shot several times, and just it wouldn't go in.
So, again, you fall in those three games. So now you move forward here in the league with – you're supposed to play Tescott on Tuesday, but that game was postponed to next Monday. So you're going to have three games in a pretty close proximity yet again here with Wilson coming up on Friday at their place, Tescott at home on Monday, and then at Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday. So what are some of the things that you're going to focus on here the next couple days in practice as you get ready for those games coming up this weekend?
Yeah, definitely defense. I think that was one thing that hurt us against Wilson in the tournament. We fouled way too much, reaching, not moving our feet. I think if we can clean that up and make shots, I think we should be either playing right with them or get a win on Friday. Tuesday or Monday with playing Tescott again, we'll probably have to have a weekend practice. And I have to actually go to Osborne with the junior high, so my assistant will be with the girls on Monday. I don't really know much about Sylvan yet. I'll have to get some film on them. But I think defense and getting shots put in the basket is our biggest thing now.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck in this flurry of games coming up.
Yeah, thank you.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy. where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. Don't miss out on all the great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Eggo waffles or pancakes, selected varieties, 5 to 40 count for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Rise and shine with savings at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice hash browns, 28 to 32 ounce or 10 count selected varieties for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Nick Meisner with us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, we had a flurry of activity, obviously, last week with the NPL tournament all being done there in that 1 week. Kind of looking at your games, you picked up a really nice win over Chase in the first round, 62-23. Second game against St. John's Tipton this year, you played them closer but still lost by 16 in the end, and then you lose by 16 to Sylvan Lucas in a consolation semifinal game there as well on Thursday. So just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids played over at the tournament in Lincoln here this past week?
Yeah, up and down. You know, the Chase game, we came out and kind of, you know, we dominated from start to finish, in my opinion, and kind of played how I wanted us to play and controlled the tempo and high pressure. And thought that might get us rolling into Tuesday when we played St. John's. And we knew they were going to be tough. I mean, they're the second-best team in the league right now, the way it looks. And, you know, we dug ourselves in a hole early, got down by 15 in the second quarter at one point, and kind of rallied back and got within four in the third quarter. And then, you know, their pressure got to us, and we're just not handling the ball and keeping care of it like we should. And we're not finishing layups and runouts. So that those two things right there, you go into, you know, four or five possessions where you miss a couple layups, and then two or three others that where you throw the ball away or, you know, dribble off your foot or something like that. It's just we get in a hurry and just kind of panic, and next thing you know, we're down by 8 or 10 and we're fouling. You know, both the scores against Sylvan and St. John's Tipton, you know, the game was closer than the score indicated in the end, but, you know, when you got a foul and you know, credit to them, they went down there and shot free throws and made them. And that's another place where we're kind of struggling at this year. I don't think we're at 50%, maybe not even 45% as a team. So we've got plenty of room to improve. But, you know, we went 1-2. We're sitting here at 5-5, and we've got a tough back half of the schedule with, you know, Wilson, Sylvan, Osborne, Lakeside, you know, down the road for us. So, you know, we're going to have to kind of hunker down and you know, sure some things up if we're going to get a couple W's out of those games.
Tescott on Tuesday was postponed, so now you'll play – that was moved to Monday. You'll play Friday at Wilson, home Tescott Monday at Sylvan Lucas Tuesday. What do you need to accomplish here as you get ready for those games coming up here at the end of the week and then the beginning of next week?
Yeah, no, I mean, not to look too far down the road at the regional seeding, but we got to get two out of the three, in my opinion, to kind of stay in the hunt for that two or three seed that we kind of want there. I don't want to slip in the four or five the way it's looking, but, you know, Tescott will be hungry for their win, you know, Monday, and, you know, where it's a rescheduled game, anything can happen. I hate Monday games. I think most coaches do. And then you got Wilson, you know, this coming Friday at their place, and that's a solid team, you know, that Mermis kid, and they got another post player. I'm going to butcher his last name, but number 10 and 12, they're good post players, and they've got a nice mid-range game, which you don't see today, and so that'll be a little interesting to try and defend as well. So, you know, I got a little scout report when they played Lakeside, but, you know, I think Wilson's a very, very solid team, and going to their place, you know, it's not a gimme, and you know, I don't even know if we got a 30% chance of winning that game, and I know they'll be fired up, and you know, to me, that's a game we got to have, you know, with them and Tescott, and then you got Sylvan again, which we played times. So, you know, in my mind, we got to have two out of the three and kind of get us, you know, ride it back to where we're kind of in the hunt of things come regional seeding.
Nick Meisner, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time this week again, and best of luck in your next few games coming up.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings out the Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. 10 to 16 ounce selected varieties of farmland bacon for $3.99. It's now the Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Rise and shine with savings now the Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Selected varieties of General Mills cereal for $1.99. It's now the Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Hi, welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined now by Craig Batchman, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, three straight games there at the Northern Plains League Tournament. You opened out well with a 38-23 win, a good defensive effort against Lakeside there on Tuesday. But Wednesday you got into a big hole at halftime by 20, fought yourself all the way back to a tie, but ended up losing on a buzzer beater to Osborne, and then followed that up with a fourth-place finish of 50-38 loss to a very good St. John's Tipton team. Just as you assess the tournament and how it went for you guys going 1-2, what were your thoughts overall of NPL last week?
You know, like you said, we started out, I thought we played really good against Lakeside defensively, got after it. And then the next two games, I felt like we didn't put a full game in. You know, we get, like you said, we were down 20 at halftime to Osborne. And credit to Osborne, they played very well. But I just didn't feel like we came out and we were ready to play. And then we come out and battle back and get into the game. And kind of this, you know, same way with St. John's Beloit, which is a very good team. You know, we hung in there with them for a little bit, and then St. John's just started taking over. And then I think there in the fourth quarter, we made a little bit of a run to, you know, get a little closer. But we just got to start putting a full game together, four quarters of offense and defense. I mean, doing everything correctly.
So, again, you end up 1-2 there at the tournament. You were supposed to play Southern Cloud Tuesday. That game was postponed. So now you play Friday against Otis Bison. They usually have some pretty good athletes over there. What do you expect to see from the Lady Cougars this year?
Yeah, they're going to be another quality team. You know, they're pretty tall. I got a 6'3 girl, Wiltsey, a 6'1 girl, Anderson. And I know what the trap girl, I think she's like 5'10 or something. So they got some height. We're going to have to be ready to play. We're going to have to do a good job of boxing out and getting those girls guarded and stuff, trying not to let them get the ball. So it'll definitely be a challenge for us this Friday.
Craig Batchman, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck against Otis Bison on Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back out on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jeff Starkey joining us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, you guys got a first-round bye at the league tournament last week, and then a tough way to lose a tight 28-25 game, losing on a buzzer beater in the first round there of the Northern Plains League tournament. And with the way the consolation ended up, you only got to play one game on the backside bracket against Rock Hills. But you won that one 57-41 to bounce back, so now 9-1 on the season overall. Just going back to the league tournament, what stood out the most were in that loss to Southern Cloud and the comeback win against Rock Hills?
You know, the loss to Southern Cloud, a low-scoring game where, you know, neither team shoot the ball well. We had a 23-19 lead in the fourth quarter. Only scored 2 points in the fourth quarter. Had, you know, three big turnovers, I think, in the fourth quarter. It just couldn't close out that game. Anytime you're playing a close game, especially for a group like us, it can be a good learning experience. Hopefully that's what it is for us. We'll take it as it goes. The Rock Hills game, with another close game, I don't think the score indicates how close it was. But it was a game where we were able to get going offensively, kind of bounce back from that Southern Cloud game and get going. And, you know, defensively, I thought we played well for the most part. You know, still have lapses on both ends of the floor, but that's something we'll continue to work on.
Just had a scheduled rematch with Southern Cloud there on Tuesday that was postponed due to the weather. So your next matchup will be against Otis Bison at home on Friday. What do the Cougars have this year?
You know, they got two kids that you start with, both seniors, played varsity, you know, for a number of years, but prolific scorers, and that's kind of where it starts for them offensively. They mix in a couple other seniors and then some young kids with them, but they'll be a physical team, you know, tested in that tough league they play in. It'll be a good chance for us to go up and see kind of what our regional is going to be, because our regional really has three or four teams from that league.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against Otis Bison on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.